Hey guys, what's up? It's been such a long time since I podcasted on my channel. Oh my god, it's been quite some time. But I think times like these call for people connecting with each other. And I have been at home, working from home, and yeah, pretty much sitting indoors. And I think I have a lot of time, and therefore all my anxieties. And I think a lot of us are going through all of these emotional ups and downs because of the coronavirus. And I thought it's a good time to just get back on track and whatever I'm trying to do for myself and to make myself calm, I thought I'll share it with you also. My name is Dee and you're listening to my podcast, Spiritual Wannabe. Now, of course, sitting at home and living away from family and not being able to travel, I'm going through a lot of loneliness because I can't connect with friends, you can't meet people and all that stuff. And if you are going through the same thing, then I'm just going to share what I'm trying to keep myself afloat. And the first thing that I think that I told myself is, hey, listen, don't panic. Accept the situation. This is going to be our reality for some time, probably, hopefully not for a very long time, but for some time, and it is okay. Just accept it. This is it. Because you can't do anything about it, right? Secondly, I just fixed a schedule for myself. I get up at a certain point of time, I work out, I do stuff for myself, I meditate, I cook. You know, because I've realized that keeping a schedule is far better from, you know, letting your mind wander off into difficult situations or, you know, thinking of things that you don't want to think about. So a schedule, I think, really makes sense at this point of time. Also, the one thing I've started doing is I have started checking on people, even if they did not check on me, like friends did not check on me or whatever. I just started connecting with people and just checking on them if they are okay. And I've realized most of the times they are struggling with, you know, a lot more bigger things, and that's why they've not been able to connect. So, you know, you kind of leave those grudges behind then. But I have started taking an initiative with connecting with people, with friends, with extended family. Of course, family I am in touch with, and some really close friends I am in touch with. But yeah, I think reach out, because we all, I think, need to reach out to each other and to take care of each other collectively. That's what I honestly feel. The other thing I've done is I've set very small goals for myself. Like I write. So I've said, okay, if I write something today, then probably, you know, I'm going to feel better. And that's what is happening. These small goals are keeping me afloat in terms of, you know, controlling my mind and not getting too anxious about things because I'm occupied, you know. So anything, it could be a workout goal that you're going to work out today. It could be writing, it could be painting, indulging in a hobby, just taking care of yourself, putting that face mask on, whatever. I mean, just do that for yourself, you know. Also, I feel that it might sound a little lame, but any small exercise to uplift yourself makes sense at this point of time. Be it, you know, take out a piece of paper and write 10 things you're extremely grateful about from your childhood till now. I think just remembering those positive people and positive moments makes a lot of sense at this point of time. It just makes you feel that, you know, there's so much more to life that you can look forward to also in the future. Yeah, so that. And of course, I'm trying a couple of meditations for myself, keeping myself calm. I'm also looking up on stuff that I can see, YouTube videos and stuff. I'm going to be sharing a YouTube video by Sadhguru on the topic of loneliness. That's on my website, www.spiritualwannabe.com. And you can catch me online on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. I'm Spiritual Wannabe. Yep, so that's about it. I think I'm going to be writing more and blogging more and podcasting more. So we're all in it together. Yes, that's what we all need to remember, and we need to take care of each other. And I'm here for you guys, and if you want to chat up anything, let's connect online. Till then, take good care of yourself and try and keep it spiritual. Take care.